We now bring you a billionaire salute to one of our own, the misunderestimated Ken Lay, whose sudden death before sentencing shocked the world. The following is from his billionaire memorial.
We are here today to honor a great man. A great man that did great things for a very select group of people. Ken Lay was one of the greatest billionaires of all time. He put the fees back in malfeasance. He made creative accounting a household name. He saw that people used energy in California and said to himself, they could pay more. Let us not forget that blackouts didn't roll before Ken Lay. He was an innovator of business, a creator of offshore companies, a provocateur of profits. He had in his hands pensions and the retirements of thousands of workers, and he looked at that and he said to himself, I better dump my stock before they do, because he was a billionaire in his heart. He cared on the inside, just like he traded on the inside.
There, there, Felonious. Ken Lay has gone up to that big exclusive golf course in the sky. He will be missed. The billionaire community has really come out to support their own. George H.W. Bush and his lovely wife, the philanthropist Barbara.
So many of these people were underprivileged anyway, so this is working out well for them.
Such a wonderful person to think about the poor so often, Barbara. George H.W., I am so touched that you're here. We billionaires have always been able to count on the love and support of the Bush family. God bless your net worth, and I mean that. Oh, I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Ken was an inspiration to us all. He invented a way of doing business that had never been done before. He was such a talented and generous man. His legacy of kindness and straightforwardness will never be forgotten. He was also a very good golfer. He just had a natural ability when it came to the sport. He was good. Also, it needs to be said that he was found innocent of a couple of counts. What? Oh, that was Skilling. Oh, oops. Oops, never mind. I would like to think that it was his big heart that killed him, but we all know that it was the trial. His death was sudden as it was shocking, and really I was so shocked. Shocked because if they could get Ken Lay, any one of us could be next. Any one of us. Kiss your trophy wives tonight, my fellow billionaires. No matter how powerful our friends, it doesn't make us immune to prosecution in the end. And that's the scary thing about the times we are living in. We are just so vulnerable. Oh, I hate to be such a downer at a memorial. I am so sorry. Let me introduce the next speaker. He was a wonderfully good friend of Kenneth Lay. Please come up.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here, billionaires. I appreciated the invitation when I got it and so on. When I got the call that Kenneth was dead, I was very saddened by the news and so on. When I first wanted to be the governor of California, no one thought I could. You're such a huge movie star. Why would you want to be the governor of California? I said, I should be the governor of California. Kenneth said that if the Enron didn't have to pay back the price gouge in the energy crisis, he'd make me the governor of the California. And then all the people that couldn't afford the energy, the poor people.
So many of these people were underprivileged anyway, so this is working out well for them.
Barbara is so funny. She makes me laugh more than the California legislators. But we're here for Kenneth Lay. He was a great man. He is why I am the governor of the California. There's not another one like him. Of course, if anyone knows of another one like him, I would like to be the president of the United States. And God bless your net worth.
That was beautiful, Mr. Schwarzenegger. And now, for the eulogy from our billionaire, the Reverend Billy Bilking.
Thank you, Zena. Kenneth Lay was a close personal friend of mine. He was a good Christian man, a Boy Scout, the kind of man Jesus himself would like to have a beer with. An overzealous federal prosecutor and the media have vilified a good man. I ask that you not remember him for his conviction on 6 counts of conspiracy and fraud, or his responsibility for the biggest bankruptcy in U.S. history, or the shattered lives in his path. Remember him for being a good, decent, honest person. There were other leaders vilified in life but vindicated by history, like Gandhi. Einstein had his enemies, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, and our Lord Jesus Christ. May I remind you all that George Washington didn't have all the schools and all the streets and all the states named after him until after his death. I propose that we rename Chapter 11 to Chapter Kenley Was an Honest Man. It's the least we could do. Now the witch hunt is over. Yes, it is. No more persecution for Kenley. He's gone to a better place. He has received the ultimate upgrade. God bless all your net worth. Praise accrue and interest. Yes, Lord. This world is not fit for billionaires, Lord. No. It's the next world, the heavenly world with God, that will be the place where billionaires can be at peace. Free to make money in the eternal, unregulated markets of heaven, the meek can have this earth. The Kenleys of the world and the other billionaires will own the next one. Kenley was proof that you don't have to be black or poor or physically touched to be the victim of a lynching. And I hear you saying, Reverend Bilking, Reverend Bilking, what can we do to make sure no other billionaires are treated like Brother Ken? I hear you. I do. You want change? We want change. We must have change. Change the laws. Let my markets free. Let my trade free. Let my wire fraud have no paper trail. If we do not change the law, then the laws will change us, and our people will continue to go to jail for weeks at a time. I'm going to repeat that. If we don't change the law, then our people will continue to go to jail for sometimes weeks at a time. Do you want that on your conscience?
No!
I can't hear you!
No!
Do you want that for your children?
No!
Then we must have change. Let Kenneth Lay be a lesson for us all. Let Kenneth Lay be the last victim of this oppressive system. Let his untimely death not be in vain. Now we fight for freedom. We must have freedom. Let my markets free. Let me hear you.
Let my markets free.
Let my trade free, Lord.
Let my trade free. Let my trade free.
Now I hear you. Let the whole world hear you say it.
Let my trade free. Let my trade free.
And let the blackouts roll. Praise the Lord. God bless all your net worth. Praise accrue and interest. Yes, Lord. And God bless you, Kenley.
So many of these people were underprivileged anyway, so this is working out well for them. Millionaires love that bit.
You're such a hoot, Barbara. Oh, dear. Thank you all for coming out today to show your love for Kenley. I'm glad we were able to get together. The family has asked that instead of sending flowers to the bereaved, you donate money to Americans for a Republican Majority, Kenley's favorite charity. Thank you again. Good night, and God bless your net worth.
Share our goodies on our plate when low, our time is nigh. The wealthy view taxation as a cruel discrimination. Oh, my estate is waiting for my children when I die.
That was When I Die, featuring the Bling Bling Ka-Ching Singers from the CD The Billionaires Are in the House.